Where is Christmas of today? Luke chapter 2, verses 6 to 14. Today's Bible verses come from a book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 6 to 14. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests. This year is coming to an end. A time of 1 year that we live is calculated as exactly 365 days, 5 hours, 49 minutes and 12 seconds. But nobody exactly calculates the time exactly as he or she lives. Our march towards death is also very accurately calculated, so that the seconds need to be measured. But there is a tendency that people accept the death as a realistic one. Also, people tend to regard the problem as not their own problem, and as time goes by, people just live their lives. In the world, in a year, about 100 million people die. That means in a second, 3 people die. Right now as we have this worship service, in this hour, 10,800 people are dying. And in the near future, in that number and in the list, I will be included, and others will not treat my solemn death differently, and will account mine as just one of many. What is the most important when a person dies? Rather than how long that person has lived, how that person has lived is more important. After death, there sure is a judgment. As we celebrate end of this year, we have come to the time of Christmas again for 2013. Christmas Day is the day when the Lord gave peace to the humanity, and it is the day that He came to save the sinners. How should we greet the Lord, who came here as a source of peace? Where should we serve the Lord and celebrate Christmas? 2,000 years ago, the three wise men served the Lord in a manger. Where should we celebrate our Christmas of today? Where is the place that we should truly and genuinely serve the Lord? Aren't we, by any chance, preparing the Christmas without the protagonist, our main reason to celebrate? I remember the time when we prepared for a Christmas drama called A Meaningless Party with our students and youth group, when I was a junior pastor. The story of that drama was this. The old couple did not have any child, and had been waiting for the child for a long time. One day the wife got pregnant and a child was born. When it was the first birthday of that child, couple invited many people and held a party. People enjoyed their time, had food and had a good time, but the baby, the protagonist, the main figure, was hungry so cried, but there was no one looking after this baby. This baby cried and was crawling, but as this baby came out, he fell off from the floor and the neck got broken and died. At the end, that party became a meaningless party, a party with no protagonist. I sometimes think that the Christmas of today might be the one like this, a party with the protagonist missing. The focus is not on the Lord, and the department stores and retail stores' decorations are more extravagant compared to church. Well-decorated Christmas trees have been set up in hotels and amusement centers and even in red light districts. Carol songs are being played and waiting for the customers. They are enjoying the party, a meaningless party without the protagonist. In fact, the Lord came to sweep these sins, but these people on the contrary had been waiting for the Christmas more eagerly and are enjoying this time. The true joy of Christmas comes from the fact that the Lord has come. Because the King of Peace has come. So we greet the Lord and celebrate the holy birth of the Lord, we congratulate. How should we greet and serve the Lord then? In today's Bible passage, people were not prepared to greet the Lord, so the Lord was born in a manger in Bethlehem. Why did that happen? Firstly, people were not prepared to greet the Lord. In verses 6 to 7, it says, "While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. They were waiting for the Messiah, but they did not make any preparations to welcome and greet the Messiah." So in verse 7, it says, "There was no guest room available for them." In other words, they have not been preparing. Already, the Bible said, through many prophets, it said the Lord would be coming BC 600 years ago, but they did not make preparations for the Lord. In Bethlehem, there would have been many splendid houses, but they were not prepared to accommodate the Lord. The Bible already prophesied some 100 years ago that Messiah will come, but they were not prepared to have the Lord as the Messiah. So the Lord came to the world in a manger in a stable where the horses were. Here, there is a deep warning message that He gives to us today. That is, whatever it is, the preparation is important. If a student prepares for the exams well, then the student eagerly waits for the exam time. When the sermon preparation has been done well, then I eagerly wait for the worship service time. In contrast, when preparations have not been done well, I feel the pressure, cannot digest well, and when preparing, we get stressed. We need to have more time for preparing than the time we spend on the stage in reality. As we summarize and account for the year end, as we look back on this year, the people who have been preparing for the VIP invitation eagerly wait for the day. But the people who could not invite at least one soul, they have heavy burden in their hearts, as pressure. In an Olympic game, a runner who competes in a 100 and running competition, to run for few seconds, that runner would have been preparing for 4 years with strict guidelines and countless practices. One day a comedian deacon came to our church to share the testimony not long ago, and said to me that to make people laugh for 3 minutes, he prepared for an entire week. God used well-prepared people, and did not use the people who only had passion. He made Moses to be prepared for 40 years in a palace, and 40 years in a wilderness to make him a leader for Israelites. Also, the Lord trained and taught His disciples for 3 years, to make them well prepared enough to be world changers. There is an old Korean saying that we prepare for 10 years, to fight for a day in a war. This means to fight in a war for a day, we need to prepare for 10 years. In Matthew chapter 25, there are illustrations of 10 ladies who are waiting for the husband to be. In this parable, 5 wise ladies were well prepared. Husband was late, but these women had oil that they prepared in advance, and they poured out the oil again and welcomed the husband. But the rest of them, 5 unwise ladies, they did not prepare well enough, and without the oil, they had been dozing, and when they heard that the husband will arrive, and then they started their preparations. While they were preparing, the door had been shut already, and their wait became a meaningless effort. The door that had been shut already did not open again. The opportunity did not come along again. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, like the people in Bethlehem who greeted the Messiah without any preparation 2,000 years ago, how are we like now? Are we well prepared to greet the Lord? Right now, what are we preparing for? Christmas of today is making preparations to greet the Lord, who would come to us again. Surely the Lord will come to us again. But no one knows when He will come back to us again. We need to be prepared to have the Lord, who will come back to us. Then how should we prepare, and with what should we prepare? We need to prepare with prayers. We need to prepare with faith. We need to prepare with loyalty. We need to be spiritually alert and awake. Like a wife to be, like a bride that waits for the husband to be, like a groom, we need to make preparations to have the Lord. In addition, in a Christmas of today, where should we serve the Lord? If we have served the Lord in a manger 2,000 years ago, In today's time, where should we serve the Lord? It is not talking about the physical place, like a splendid mansion or an extravagant hotel. The place where we need to serve and accommodate the Lord is within my heart and our hearts, in the hearts of all of us. I hope that we will serve the Lord in our hearts. A place like a manger, dirty and filthy place, like hearts of ours, dirty and filthy also, gets to be cleansed and renewed when our hearts serve the Lord. There is a change, peace, and we become renewed. So Jesus said, "Do not say the heaven is here and there." He said the heaven is in your heart, in our hearts. The place that we should serve the Lord is actually the inside of our heart. Where the Lord is served and accommodated becomes the heaven, and where the Lord left becomes the hell. Sometimes we see people who have a lot of possessions are not satisfied. Some people seek worldly desires, but they wander restlessly and do not get to enjoy rest and peace, and in emptiness and meaninglessness, they wander around. It is because in a heart where the Lord should be, the Lord is not there. A while ago, there was a survey done among 100 rich people and 100 knowledgeable people in America. They were asked, "Are you happy now?" To that question, 87% of people answered, "No, I'm not happy." People who have a lot of possessions, they have so much so they have more than what they need to spend for eating and enjoying for all their lives, and also people who have a lot of knowledge that most people do not have. If these people confess that they are not happy, then who are truly happy? We get to learn that the true happiness cannot be found in possessions, but in a heart. When we serve the Lord in our hearts, in our empty hearts, true rest and peace come. So Pascal has said this: "When God created people, He made a room of the heart deep within our heart to be empty. And He said, that room does not get filled fully until and unless the Lord comes in." That's right. I pray and hope that in Christmas time, you will serve the Lord in that empty room of your heart, and will find the true peace and happiness. The Lord came to us to give us three things. Let's have a look at verses 9 to 14 in our today's passages. It says, "An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests.'" In verse 9, it says, "An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." Christ came to give us light. In this verse 9, it says, "The glory of the Lord shone around them." The Lord came to us as light, so that He can shine in a dark world. Only light can make the darkness to disappear. The Satan is the spirit of darkness. That spirit resides in darkness and works in darkness. Therefore, the spirit of darkness blocks the glory of the Lord from shining. He blocks the Lord's glory from shining with sin. He gets in the dark heart and leads that person into a pathway of debauchery. The day the Lord came to us, out of everything else, the glory of the Lord shone brightly around them. Therefore, serving the Lord within us is living in light. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." So living and serving the Lord within us is living a glorious life. Secondly, also He came to give us a big joy. Let's read verse 10 together. In verse 10, it says, "10 But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.'" Wherever the Lord is, there is a great joy. What is a great joy? It is because the Savior Lord has come. Let's read verse 11. Verse 11, It says, "Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. The Lord came to save us from our sins." There is no greater joy than being saved. Paul confessed that he gives thanks more than anything else for the saving grace. Also Israelites, they commemorate and celebrate the day that they got saved from Egypt as the Passover. The angels also praised because the owner, who would save us all, has come. We also should praise the Lord in this Christmas time, because the Lord came to us to save us. Thirdly, also, Christ came to us to give us peace. Let's see verse 14. It says, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." I think in a time like this, in a world we live, what we need the most is the peace. Whatever we hear these days from everywhere is something that is dark and worrying news only. We live in a world where it is hard to hear the peaceful news that gives peace. At least, we need to have three kinds of peace. Firstly, we need to have peace in our minds. We cannot see the minds. But as the roots need to be strong to bear the good fruit, the minds cannot be seen but need to have peace. Even you have a lot of possessions, but if you have no peace, so that you cannot sleep comfortably and you are worried, then that life cannot be called as a happy life. In John chapter 14, verse 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." The Lord has shown in that passage how important the peace is. He said He came to this world to give us peace. And when He was resurrected, the first words He shared to His disciples was, "Let there will be peace in you all." Through this Christmas time, I hope and pray that the peace of the Lord that you have lost in the past will be in your hearts fully again. Secondly, there should be peace in the family. Family is the community that God created for the first time. It is living in harmony, together. Among married couple, between parents and children and between siblings, there should be harmony. In the Bible, the most ideal model family is the family of Cornelius in the New Testament, and in the Old Testament, it is the Noah's family. Their families were happy, had harmony, and blessings of God were with them. The common thing in these families was that their families honored God. God was in the center of their hearts. Through this Christmas, I hope your family will become the family where God is in the center. Thirdly, the country needs to have peace. There are arguments between the Labour Party and the other in our government, and businesses avoid investing and try to get out of the country. The politics of ins and outs, left and the right, seem to have no consideration of its people, and it seems that they are seeking their own benefits only. They have lost their senses of directions, and the relationship between the North and the South is like in ice. We cannot predict what would happen with Kim Jong-un's control and the nuclear power is on their hands. This is the worst condition, and danger is there. Japan continuously viciously claims over our land, and they are strengthening their military power. What is the most that we need? It is peace. This is the time that we need peace more than any other time. But it cannot be done with power only. God needs to help us. Let's pray that peace will come to our people with the Lord in our hearts in this Christmas. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, wherever it is, where the Lord is served, there is peace. Where there is hatred, if Lord is there, it turns to love. The misfortune changes to happiness, and there will be an answer to all the problems, and we'll find the way in wandering. The Lord becomes the way of the life, and is peace and is the answer. 2,000 years ago, the Lord has been served and worshipped in a manger, and then in Christmas of today, this needs to be the Christmas where we celebrate the birth of Jesus in our hearts. We need to celebrate this Christmas like the three wise men. They worshipped the Lord with gold, incense, and myrrh. They celebrated the birth of Jesus with these gifts and treated the Lord as the King, as the Messiah. They were generous with their gifts and worshipped Him with all they could. I hope and pray in Jesus' mighty name that this Christmas will be the time that you make the Lord to be glad by inviting the precious one soul to the Lord, and make the Lord to be most pleased. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.